Okay, this is the first edition of my morning roast. Totally unedited, unfiltered rant during my commute to work in the morning. So, I just say in advance, I'm not going to apologize for the randomness or the content of these shows. Now, this is Thursday, December 13th, 2018. And I know that what is scheduled to happen today is a whistleblower testimony, maybe more than one, possibly more than one, in regards to the Clinton Foundation. Now, if this actually occurs, I've heard rumors both that it could be open to the public as well as closed session. I'm not sure which it will be. If it's open, I will find a way somehow to view it during the day. That's just me. If it's closed, we'll find out afterwards what's going on in some way. Now, if they really meet, what are my thoughts? I think this is a major negative for the Clinton Foundation. I do. But I think that because we've had such, I think we're gun shy. I think we've had such a burden of seeing the Clintons get by with things for decades now that we're all pretty pessimistic about anything that we hear. Well, this is going to do it. This will open it up. I am pessimistic because of all of that, but I do believe that we are closer now than we've ever been to actually fully exposing the Clintons, at least in their foundation. Now, it may not be Hillary as Secretary of State kind of things. It may not be those kind of issues. But it may be the foundation that is their undoing. Okay, when it comes right down to it, does it matter how they end up being indicted? Because that's the big take on it. Okay? She's the highest profile figure in American history at this point that could potentially go down. Okay, I think what could come out with the Clinton Foundation is much, much larger than 1972's Watergate. Okay, that was just five Cuban nationals breaking into the Democratic National headquarters to steal files to see if they could find dirt on candidates. That's it. That's all that Watergate was. I mean, it stepped up higher than that, and a lot of people got damaged for it. But when you get right down to it, that's what the event was. That's not what we're dealing with the Clinton Foundation. There are numerous things that they were involved in. Only one of which being the whole Haiti issue. The Haitians hate the Clintons because the majority of the money that was supposed to be gathered for the foundation, that was supposed to help them in their national emergency relief, didn't end up going to them. It ended up going to the Clintons. And the Haitians know this. This isn't hidden news. We know that Chelsea Clinton had a huge wedding. And we know that funds from the Haitians went to that. I mean, it's obvious. Now, the Clinton Foundation involved all three of them, Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea, because all three of their names are associated with the foundation. They're all on the marquee for this thing. So it's a whole family that goes down. Now, human trafficking, human abuses, things of that nature will probably end up being found out in the Haitian issue as well. Again, connected with the Clinton Foundation. Now, we also know, because again, it's the Clinton Foundation, we know that there's a connection between that foundation, the DNC, and the Christopher Steele dossier. To be more specific, there's the connection of payments between the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and Fusion GPS, which hired Christopher Steele, who had been digging up junk and was having trouble finding someone who would buy his dossier. So all that's heavily implicated altogether. So I do believe that if anybody is actually going to blow the whistle on the Clinton Foundation today or in the future, that it will be the downfall of the Clintons. Now, we may never see video or hear true testimony on other things associating her, say, with Pizzagate or things of that nature. We may never get that. My thought is you're going to end up having somebody like the Podestas turn evidence against the Clintons. But when it comes right down to it, they're going to chicken out and they're going to save their own hides. And they're going to turn in the Clintons. I believe that completely. Now, we already know that those that scream the loudest are usually the ones most guilty of whatever the issue is they're screaming about. And we've started hearing John Podesta again, running his mouth, tweeting his tweets about stuff. Okay? So the odds are his game's almost up. Barack Obama, we know that he has a foundation issue as well, just like John McCain did, just like others do. Okay? The foundations are their downfalls. The foundations are their problems. They create these foundations just like other foundations out there that aren't attached with big names that are supposedly there for human trafficking purposes. We're here to protect the youth. And they turn out to be actually associated with the human trafficking that they're claiming that they're countering. And so these foundations tend to be created in order to actually draw in the very issue they claim they're trying to prevent. On top of that, we know that they're quite often they're shell corporations. They're scam organizations, shell accounts that are created in order to funnel money, in order to funnel data, intelligence, without getting properly reported. Okay? That's one of the issues that's going on, too, that is connected with the Clinton Foundation. These whistleblowers and so forth are coming up with some of this thing, and they're letting us know, hey, yes, there are these companies. Now, this Mossack Fonseca, or however you say it, this is a company that is designed to service their clients with sham deals. They create offshore accounts for these companies or these individuals. They set up foundations for these folks so that they can filter money and filter intelligence offshore without them being reported. Very illegal. But we know that they're being busted. They've been indicted. They're in the process of all this, and that is going to reveal not just the Clinton Foundation, but other foundations as well. And that's got to have a number of people running scared. It's got to. This is the closest we've come to busting high-level corruption people since you go back to the Al Capone days. So, yes, I'm excited. There's a big part of me that believes that some of these people really are going to go down. Now, are we going to continue to see a series of high-profile funerals? I don't know how many of those are going to take place. The American people aren't going to buy everybody suddenly dying off. It's just not going to happen. Some of them are going to have to be revealed. But which ones? Not sure. Again, the Clintons can go down through their foundation, serve time because of their foundation. And I think for most of the American public, that will suffice for them. We don't have to see Hillary in an orange suit, although we've seen her in an orange suit before. We don't have to see her in chains, although we've seen her in an ankle bracelet. But I think you will see them go down for white-collar crime. And that'll be satisfying. And it'll be a high enough
figure in the public to feel satisfying. Now, if there is dirt on members of the Bush family, I'm not sure what happened at that funeral. We've got video, we've got pictures of Joe Biden receiving an envelope, Hillary Clinton receiving an envelope, what looks like Laura Bush receiving an envelope or a note, her showing it to Jeb Bush, okay, George W. giving this look of abandonment, I don't know, surrendering, all during the funeral. We don't know what was in there. Q has told us that it was indicating that it was indicating a counter move. I can see that. Now, in what form that counter move was presented to them, we don't know. We may never know. Would love to know what was on those cards, but we may never know. I don't know that the Bush family is going to go down. There's a part of me that believes that George W. may have come to an agreement, and that that may have something to do with why Trump was looking forward to meeting with the Bush family before the funeral. And it may be why George W. looked the way that he did when Jeb and Laura looked at him after the supposed note was seen by them. So it may be that he has turned evidence. If George W. has, that's fine. I'm fine with that. They gave H.W. Bush a beautiful send-off. You're going to have a hard time finding a presidential funeral that can match what they did for H.W. Bush. I mean, it was. It was very well done. It was very tastefully done. Is it ironic that they spent less days celebrating his funeral than they did John McCain? Well, you know, it is what it is. But I think I'm okay. I personally am okay with the Bushes having cut a deal if it means other figures will go down. Because in the end, the result of having the other crooked figures in Washington and elsewhere go down is really the key. Because you got to ask yourself, if all you want to see is people be hurt, are you any better than these crooks that were trying to get incarcerated? Okay? I, for one, don't need to see people executed to feel vindicated. I just don't. Okay? I believe John McCain was given an options. He was either executed or suicide. I think the same thing happens with H.W. Bush. And I think there will be others that both has happened with and will happen with in certain family lines. I do believe that. But I'm also not crazy enough to believe that everybody's suddenly going to die. I think we are going to hear of trial time, hear of tribunals, hear results of tribunals, but I don't think we're going to witness executions. We're not in Iraq. This isn't Saddam Hussein being hanged on television. We're not going to do that. But I think that we will hear of people that have been given options. I think it will begin to come forward. The news is already beginning to prepare us for tribunals. And January will be a huge test for that. Now, on those lines, one of the things that is getting me is that I'm starting to hear strange rumors from different groups of people online. And there's a lot of infighting going on with particular high-profile supposed Q followers. I'm staying clear of all of that. I'm not going to discuss those issues. I try to stay neutral in all of that. I think there are some high-profile folks that are not what they claim to be. I do believe that. I think there are some people that have been compromised. I think there are some people that have been shills from the very beginning. It's just what it is. And this whole thing that Q had told us about, you know, this is not about profit. Well, profit happens in multiple ways. Profit isn't always money. So if you're looking at a figure that has a Patreon account, and you're going, well, they've got a, you know, they're profiting from this. Okay, there's a difference between somebody giving you tiered levels of information at different dollar amounts. To me, that's profiting. Versus somebody using the Patreon format with a one tier minimum donation or higher option. Okay? You have to have that with Patreon. And so somebody, and there's a particular high profile Christian figure out there who has very reliable information that has a Patreon that has just that entry level membership. You give what you want to give. Okay? I trust that person. It's those people with the tiered levels. At this level, you'll get this, plus this, plus this. Those are people that are trying to profit off of the information that they're trying to get to give you. That is the kind of person that Q is talking about as being wrong. But there's other ways of profiting. Profiting could be through followers, and therefore they then advertise and they get paid and so forth. Okay? There are other ways of profiting, becoming popular. You'll notice I haven't moved over into other formats. Part of that is because, quite honestly, I haven't found one that has fit me properly. I just haven't. This is as close as I've got. Podcasting, where you can listen to it. We can do it in a live format through Instagram, occasionally through Twitter. But this is my best format. It allows me to meet different demands. And I don't see myself as a face that everybody needs to see plastered across their screens. So I do audio. But there are folks that are able to use those different formats appropriately and successfully and very professionally. And I promote them high-heartedly. Okay, it does cost money. It costs time. It costs devotion to this, to do things. So I don't have a problem with somebody saying, hey, if you can help me out, I would appreciate it because I need equipment that works properly. I might need to have an additional person helping me research, things of that nature. I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Just because Trump doesn't take a president's salary, he donates it to different groups each quarter, doesn't mean that he doesn't pay the people underneath him, right? Doesn't mean that he doesn't face expenses. And so I say the same thing in these other folks. The larger the research group, the more investment there is in that research group. And so yes, they're going to need some resources, and I get that. To me, it's no different than Right Side Broadcasting, who did an unbelievable job during all the rallies and during the presidential campaign and will do again during 2020. I love these people. But there's a lot of money that has to go in for them to travel, for them to have their equipment and so forth. Those folks that need equipment, need larger broadcasting abilities, go for it. Support them. But there are shills out there. There are accounts out there that are fighting with each other, turning each other in about things. Okay? That doesn't need to be happening. Period. And my opinion is, and I've held on to this since I was a kid, I heard the phrase a long time ago, that people of integrity expect to be believed. And if they're not, they let time prove them right. If you've got somebody who's being attacked on social media, and their answer is to attack back and to sling mud back in the other direction, they've lost credibility with me. To me, all it's doing is exposing them as, yes, there is a flaw in them. There is a crack in their shell somewhere. I'm far more impressed with the individuals that go, okay, you know what? Yeah, we're getting trash talked, but we're going to continue to do what we do. You be the judge. And they stay out of the argument. I try to do that. Wherever possible, I try to do that. And I've had mud slung at me. And I've been proven wrong. You know, and it's like, okay, I'm wrong. That's great. I'll retract. I'll apologize. And we'll move on. But if they attack back with mud slinging in the other direction, the odds are they're just as bad as the people that are slinging the mud in the first place. My other take on that also is somebody slinging mud makes me want to investigate them to see if they've got an ulterior motive for it. They may be legitimately slinging something that is an accusation that's warranted at somebody. Okay? If that's the case, then we need to research the things they're talking about and see if it's true. And if they are, then what you found is somebody who's done proper research and they're exposing someone. That's someone you probably want to follow. Makes sense. But again, if all they're doing is slinging mud back and forth at each other and accusing each other of things and one-upping each other on things like, it makes me just feel like they're discrediting both each other completely. And I see that going on right now. And part of the reason why I believe this is happening so intently now is because the masses have grown so extremely in the last little bit, and we are so close to the end. We are almost there. Okay? We're entering that final act where major things are happening. And it's squeeze time. And so those that are feeling pressure on their part, pressure of exposure or whatever, are trying to project that somewhere else. And so I think some of these people under the pressure are going to crack, and that's what you're seeing. Okay, folks, we already know less than 10 people know the true full story behind Q. Less than 10. The rest of us, in the millions, are guessing at this. Okay? We're researching to the best of our personal ability. We're taking in data from other people who are doing research and guessing, and we're trying to formulate the best ideas. But it's all guesswork if you're not a part of those 10 or less that are right there in the inner circle of Q. So yes, we're going to be wrong. But I think people truly loyal to the true nature of what Q is trying to pull out from us, of trusting ourselves, researching for ourselves, therefore verifying for ourselves, those are the tenets of Q. And I think if we are true to that, there is no infighting. Period. Okay? There's no fear of being exposed for doing something. We just want to do anything wrong. We're trying to be the exposers. So there's my stance on that. There are people I trust. Now, why do I trust them? Some of it's gut. Some of it is they have proven themselves to me over the last year. We've been through fire together and we've survived it. And I could name names, but that's not the point. I trust them. And if you see me sharing their content and responding to their content and referring to their content, that's a sign. Now, on social media, I will pass things on whether I agree with it or not sometimes. Just pass it on as information. Here's something that's out there right now. Okay? That doesn't mean I'm automatically endorsing every theory that's thrown out there. You're going to get that through these kind of things. You're going to get that through my podcast. You're going to get that through my live feeds. But on social media, if I throw something out there, I'm more throwing it out there as, hey, here's something else to look at. Here's something else to look into. I'm not endorsing it automatically. Now, I threw a few things out there that this Q&A that Q just did, which was intended to be a stress test of the servers, by the way. For those of you that don't understand that, Q's done this in the past. And what they do is that they will beef up the servers, the power of them, the number of them, so forth, and then they'll do a stress test through Q&A. And they'll intentionally open it up to questions. And they'll answer some of these questions. And some of them are intended to be off-the-wall, extreme questions. Because they want to build up the audience, okay, at that moment. Hey, Q's out there talking about this. Q's talking about Area 51. Or Q's talking about, you know, those kind of things. And so it makes you want to check it out. They want to maximize the traffic during that time frame to test the power of the servers. And we found out through this latest Q&A that the stress test failed. Okay, that's actually a good thing. What that means is there are so many people tuning into this that even with the new server power, it failed. That means they've got a huge audience. That's what they're trying to check. And because of that, they intentionally answered questions that were going to be extreme, attractive questions to draw people in. Now, does that mean the questions were answered honestly? Not necessarily. Okay? And you've got a whole bunch of people out there now that are fighting that, going, well, you know, maybe they're not real answers. I don't believe that. And they're on particular issues. They're on things like JFK Jr., you know, and things of that nature, okay? Seth Rich and other things. They could be honest answers. They could be not honest answers. The key there wasn't for Q to give you honest information about anything under the sun. The key was to see how many people could be brought in during that time frame, and would it cause the servers to fail? And it did. Now, what your personal take is on what happened to Seth Rich, you can maintain those. Whatever your personal theories are on JFK Jr., you can continue to hold on to those. Q didn't prove or disprove anything with that. Q may have been telling the truth. And you know what? As sad as it is to hear, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because for almost 20 years now, we've been saddened by the loss of John John. And I would love to see him pop up in reality, and his wife and his sister-in-law. I would love to see them pop up into reality and expose those people who attempted to take them down. Would love to see that happen. Because we all pretty much believe that it was Hillary Clinton's people, at least, or Soros's people, it was deep state people at the very top end that did not want to see John succeed. They didn't want to see him move on to the New York Senate and possibly up to the White House. They didn't want to see that. They didn't want to have that happen. And I get that. Were they successful at taking him down? They may have been. We need to see restitution for that in the court system. If they failed to take him down, and he's hidden all of this time, and we never find out, we still need to see restitution for somebody who attempted to assassinate someone. If he is still alive and he comes out, we'll get that restitution in some form. But in all three of those situations, it doesn't change the reality of what Q has exposed us to, what Q has reformatted our brains to do, and how we are. I was discussing with someone just yesterday that I feel like our brains have been rewired, that we have been reassigned in some way. I am not the same person I was in September of 2017. And millions of other people aren't either. We want to see restitution. We want to see justice come for these different events, including John Jr. But you know what? I want to see restitution come for John Sr. still. And H.W. Bush may have been the last possibility of that. And so I may go to my own grave just knowing what I know and never seeing anyone pay the price for it. There are going to be many things that we're not going to see finalized in the public spotlight. And if your heart's in the right place, you're going to have to be okay with that. You're going to have to be. You don't have a choice. So, that's my morning roast. We'll have another one soon. God bless you, and where we go one, we go all.